Harrison.
Good morning, Steve Chega. 8 clubs will play their last matches of the 2024 season of the Guinness Women's Super League today. 3 of the matches are programmed at the Fekafu Technical Center in Oja. At 10 a.m., feet on the table, Louvre's main prof will play against 8 on the table, Jaspor. After the match, Authentic Ladies will occupy the fourth position, will play 3rd on the table, a club side. The last match at Oja will be played at 2 p.m. and it pits Kaimanfi against Itambong of Kambe, who have succeeded to avoid relegation with 19 points. The deciding matches of the season will be played tomorrow at the Ngwaekele Stadium in Yaoundé, when the league leaders FC Ebolova and Lekki Effi take on their opponents. FC Ebolova will take on IS Fortuna, who are already relegated to the second division, while Lekki Effi will play against Edingfi, who are also relegated. If FC Ebolova wins IS Fortuna, they'll be crowned as champions of the 2024 Guinness Women's Super League with 56 points, but a defeat or a draw might cost them the championship title to the favor of the defending champions, Lekki Effi. Round 16 matches of the 2024 Cup of Cameroon will begin this Saturday in Yaoundé. 3 matches will be played at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo at 11 a.m. Union Sportive of Abongbang will play against Sinodef of Boya. The second match will kick off at 1:30 p.m. between Aigle Royal of the Menu and a PV of Ebolova. Meanwhile, at 3:30 p.m., Star Rena of Melong will entertain Union Sportive of Douala over at the Fekafu Technical Center in Oja. Kaiman Club of Douala will clash with Botafogo FC of Douala at 11 a.m. After the match, IS Dibamba will play against Panthère Sportive of Nzuimanto. At 3:30 p.m., Isosa of Limbe will host Unispor of Opankam. Current Elite One champions Victoria United of Limbe will play against Les Astres of Douala at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo on Sunday at 11 a.m. while Avion of Cam will clash with Colon Sportive of Ja same time at the Fekafu Technical Center on Sunday. The other matches will be played next week. Away from football, all 22 delegations to take part in the 24th edition of the University Games that begins tomorrow already in Garoua. For the event, 3,238 athletes will take part in the games that the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famin Dongo, will preside over the opening ceremony. Tanjong Levis Agbo reports that all necessary measures have been put in place by the organizers to ensure that the event is memorable.
The effervescence is on. The main university campus in Jomasi is hosting 3 delegations, the University of Boya, the University of Yaoundé 1, and the Gulf University Institute. Just like other sites hosting the athletes, basic amenities have been put in place for the athletes.
Chebe Bong Sidwan, I'm from the University of Boya. So far, it's been nice. Only the weather that has changed compared to the one of Boya.
Everywhere was really set for us and ensured we were well established.
The different lodging and sporting sites are equally ready to accommodate the different athletes who are upbeat to emerge triumphant.
It's a nice experience for us to come this far. We have as objective first to surpass the level we came out last games in Yaoundé. We ended at the quarterfinals. And then the general principle is to go back with the gold medal.
Final preparations are being made for D-Day. Tanjong Levis Agbo, CRO-TV, Garoua.
The International Handball Federation Trophy continues today at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex. In the under-18 category, Central African Republic will play against Chad at 4 p.m. in a classification match, while in the under-20 category, Cameroon will play against Congo Brazzaville at 6 p.m. after the match, Central African Republic versus the Democratic Republic of Congo. That brings us to the end of the 7:30 a.m. sports news on the national station of the CRTV, read by Harrison Ashu. Back to you, Steve Chega.